We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, the fourth and final quarter. Greg Pickle and Dustin Hockensmith here wrapping up. A big weekend for Penn State. Not so big a weekend for the Big Ten. We're going to review that segment here in the Keystone Kickoff Show, which is brought to you by Shotzi's Jumbo Brats. Whether you're tailgating at a game or having a cookout at home, Shotzi's Jumbo Brats belong on your grill. They are supersized to meet the hungriest tailgaters' needs. Shotzi's Jumbo Brats and football, it just doesn't get any better than that. And you can't forget to add Shotzi's Jalapeno Relish as well. Get yours at Shotzi'sBrats.com or at the GoPSURV.com lot. Every home game weekend at Penn State. Greg, so the Big Ten is supposed to be renowned as one of, if not the best conference in college football.
Not this
and
weekend.
It just did not look like it this weekend. A lot of lowlights. I don't even know. You know, we talked for 12 minutes or 13 minutes. I don't think we have enough to get to all the lowlights for the Big Ten. Just a quick recap, then we'll dive into the matchups a little bit more. But Wisconsin losing to BYU at home. First home non-conference loss for Wisconsin in 20-plus years, I think.
That sounds right.
Maryland losing to Temple, a Temple team that, boy, had not shown much earlier. And just another reminder, I guess, to not get ahead of ourselves when it comes to Maryland football.
Yeah.
Rutgers goes to Kansas, doesn't lose to Kansas. They get crushed by Kansas. That's one of the most sorry matchups that you can possibly think of in college football. And to lose in a lopsided manner like that is just not a good look for Chris Ash and that Rutgers program.
He's owed so much money, though. I don't think they can fire him.
No.
It's a Willie Taggart's conundrum.
The Willie Taggart conundrum. I think it needs to be in a dictionary somewhere. I think they showed like they might be turning a corner of sorts. Last year they were more competitive. This is not a good start to 2018. Nebraska losing to Troy and Northwestern losing to Akron.
How do you feel about that one? I'm just gonna turn the mic off and let you go.
Yeah, I could go for a while on this one. No, I mean, so here's what I would say. Northwestern, a low moment for that program and for the Big Ten. I don't know a ton about Akron this year. Maybe they're a really exciting team and it unfolds that way. But Northwestern has a big lead in that game and they lose it. And it's a second, I would call, ugly loss in a row, I think, for Northwestern. But here's what I think is going to happen. They're going to beat a team like Wisconsin later. That's what Northwestern is. And I think what this is just reinforcement of who Northwestern is and how frustrating it is to not see them from a fan's perspective that wants to see the Big Ten get stronger from 1 to 14, from somebody who wants to see the Big Ten West start to balance the power out with the Big Ten East. I don't think a lot of people are hanging their hats on Northwestern as the program to do that, but it's a program that shows you just enough to think that maybe they can cycle up once every 5 years, once every 6-7 years, and take a run at a program like Wisconsin. And this is just reinforcement, I think, to me, that if you have any hope in Northwestern doing that or being that, it's misplaced.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, this was a pretty disappointing loss. And I mean, there's no really way around it. It was embarrassing, I think, for Northwestern. They fall to 1-2 at this point of the year. Akron threw for 277 yards, 2 touchdowns. They didn't really get anything going in the running game, but didn't need to because it got into a shootout, and Clayton Thorson throws for 383 yards. How about the fact that Clayton Thorson threw for almost 400 yards? David Blow threw for almost, 700, I think it might have been? Something crazy like that. And both Purdue and Northwestern lose. I mean, we took for a league that is for so long not really had great quarterback play. They had some good, I'm sorry, it was almost 600 total yards he threw for David Blow in that Purdue loss to Missouri. For a league that has had quarterback problems and not really stars at the position for years, they got some now, but it doesn't mean they're winning any more games than they used to.
Think about where they are. So Clayton Thorson, a lot of people I would hope for. I think Nate Stanley at Iowa is somebody that you can build around. Brian Lewerke at Michigan State. You get Shea Patterson now at Michigan. Dwayne Haskins comes in and looks tremendous at Ohio State. Penn State's got Trace McSorley in their sort of lineage of quarterbacks there. There's not a shortage of good quarterbacks in the Big Ten, which is not a common thing to say. They're running deeper with good quarterbacks than they have in a long time in the Big Ten. But here, so Northwestern, just the nuts and bolts of this game, they're up 21-3 at the half. There were two pick sixes and a fumble return for a touchdown in the second half. That's how you lose a game. And that's not, you know, I think they gift wrapped it for Akron. I don't think this was Akron taking it. You look at the stat sheet and it doesn't, nothing pops off the page that Akron did to win the game. But if you not only turn the ball over three times in the second half, but they all lead directly to 21 points, that's how you lose a game.
Yeah, it sure is. And I think that, you know, what Northwestern is at this point is a team that's always going to shock you with one of the games it wins, and it's always going to blow you away with one of the games it loses. That's sort of how this team has been really almost for the entirety of the Pat Fitzgerald era, or at least it feels that way. And unfortunately, this is just another reason why they might win 10 games again this year, but it's not really doing much to change the power balance over on the west side of things. And I don't know who comes out of the west at this point. I mean, that Wisconsin loss to BYU was simply brutal. And I mean, going down the list here, though, I mean, who has a chance to topple them? I mean, it very well could be Iowa that comes out of that side of things, I guess. Northwestern, maybe, even though they lost, they'll probably win, like we said, 10 games. Maybe they're the one that comes out of it, or maybe it's still Wisconsin. I don't know, but that was a pretty brutal loss that's going to be tough to come back from. And then, whoo, the Scott Frost era is off to a blazing start out in Lincoln. I understand that Adrian Martinez didn't play, and they had a walk-on quarterback and all that, but yikes.
So, a couple things, and I'll get to them after this break. This is a Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinson and Greg Pickle were recapping the Big Ten. We don't want to be here doing this and talking about it, but we are. Big Ten, not a great weekend, just from top to bottom. And I think it's changed perceptions across the country about where the Big Ten is. There's time to rebound, and I would say that about Wisconsin. By the way, for the best single-game RV value in Happy Valley, you got to check out GoPSURV.com. Fantastic RVs that you can rent for individual games, free shuttle to the game, large projection TV in the lot, free Wi-Fi. You can enjoy tailgating with 409 barbecue and wine, along with Shotzi's Jumbo Brats and Labatt Beer. Go to PSURV.com for all the details. And don't forget about the KSN RV that includes a catered 409 barbecue meal along with their sauces and wines, Labatt Blue Beer, Shotzi's Brats, and Jalapeno Relish. Talk to our buddy Mark at GoPSURV.com for more details. You mentioned Wisconsin. So I think if you're going to say the Big Ten West is up for grabs now because Wisconsin lost, it really just depends on how that loss shapes or reshapes your opinion of Wisconsin. To me,
yeah.
Wisconsin, they are who they are. And in this game against BYU, it's a disappointing result. It happens at home. They got out Wisconsin by a team that was looking to do the very same thing to them. And, you know, they have one of the better kickers in the league, Rafael Gaglione, who missed a tying field goal late in that game.
Yeah.
If they tie that game, they probably win that game. But alas, they did not, so they lose it. It was the nation's longest non-conference winning streak. 41 games ended with that. But fundamentally, I'm still a believer in Wisconsin in terms of winning the Big Ten West. What has changed from a loss like this at home, you know, they should be invincible at home, and they have been. I no longer believe that Wisconsin can play with Ohio State. Maybe Penn State, we'll see. But I certainly don't believe that they belong in the college football playoff conversation.
No.
And that loss might have sealed it.
Yeah, I think so. No question about it. And which is disappointing, because if you go back and rerun the tape from back before the season we were talking, I was pretty high on this Wisconsin team. I thought they finally had all the pieces to make a run at the college football playoff and the Big Ten title. And now it just leaves you questioning what exactly Paul Christ has, because – again, you look at this Wisconsin team, it doesn't look like the kind of team that should lose to BYU. I mean, it just doesn't. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't think BYU is going to win any titles or, you know, set any records this year. Alex Hornibrook, maybe it's just they don't have a quarterback. I mean, he's 18-28 for 190 yards and an interception. Maybe the biggest problem is that they don't have a quarterback because other than that, everything else looked like a pretty normal day out in Badgerland. It should have resulted in a victory.
So here's the thing. I mean, I think what happens for any team, no matter how good they are through a 12-game, 13, you know, 14, 15, if you include a playoff scenario, is that there's going to be a week or two where you're just not at your best. And I think the ability of an offense to score points in multiple ways helps you bridge those gaps, helps you work your way out of it. If you're multiple in the way that you can beat other teams, you have a chance to win on your worst days. Wisconsin, you know, their formula – is what it is at this point, and sometimes it's not flexible enough to win on their worst days, which to their credit, why they are who they are is that their worst days don't happen very often.
Right.
You know, and that's a Wisconsin staple. But, you know, in the end, I think having an offense that can fly through the air helps you make up for some other mistakes that you make, and Wisconsin just doesn't have that.
Right. That's exactly right. And they can't overcome situation. Well, they can't come back in games. I mean, think back to the Big Ten title game 2 years ago. I don't know about you, but the first thing that came to mind to me way back then was if Penn State can get a 10-point lead, they're probably safe to win the game because Wisconsin doesn't have the kind of offense that's built to come back, and that certainly was the case against BYU.
Yeah, and what's stopping a team like Penn State from just loading the box up and taking its chances playing man
right
on the back end? I think the perception of the Big Ten. So Ohio State helped salvage the weekend a little bit by beating a good TCU team. I think Dwayne Haskins, boy, when they spread you out and he can make that full range of throws, that is a tough team to cover because they go like six guys deep at wide receiver. TCU did a good job pressuring him and about as good as you can do. But that was essentially a road game, and Ohio State wins it to kind of reaffirm that they're the class of the league. Penn State, we'll see if they've got college football playoff ability. You know, beating Ohio State, beating Wisconsin, beating Michigan, they're all opportunities there. The Big Ten's the perception problem goes back a couple weeks, really. Michigan State losing on the road to Arizona State 2 weeks ago, having to work hard to beat Utah State factored into that. Michigan, they lost to a good Notre Dame team to kick off the year, but it was an ugly performance on the road against them. You know, Nebraska, I would compare Scott Frost in 2018 to James Franklin in 2014, where there's a lot of building to do, and you get some sobering reminders of how far you have to go. This was a very sobering reminder, losing 24-19 to Troy, but it hasn't changed my opinion of Scott Frost. I still think he can take Nebraska good places.
No, fair enough. Good point. I guess with the last 40 seconds here, I'm just curious your thoughts. How does Ohio State getting Urban Meyer back change things for them? I mean, it just feels weird that Ryan Day's your guy. He's the one distributing the message. I know Urban was at practice, but for 3 weeks, he's your guy, and he sets a tone. And you can say all you want that Urban Meyer trained him, so it's similar. It's not. And I think that's going to be a weird adjustment for Ohio State this week and moving forward.
And, you know, it's going to be a new person pushing the buttons in-game, managing situations. And
honestly, Urban's been sort of terrible at that at times.
He has been at times. And Penn State in 2016 was a good example. Right. Of that. So we'll see. I mean, it has a chance to shake up what's a pretty good rhythm there in Columbus. We will see. Thanks for tuning in this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to join us at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com and go download the Keystone Sports app. We'll see you next time.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now. See what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.